From Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, Xanadu Life co-founder Heidi Hong.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night.
And musical guest, The Zibs. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I'm thinking, you trying to have a sexier voice than I do? People already like your voice, Mark. You don't have to like make it sexier.
I'm going to stick with this for a while.
You could sing. You'll never find
as long as you.
Right. Right, exactly. Barry White. Barry White is our co-host today. And you know, and life changes, right, Mark?
Voice changes.
Voice changes. You know, this, talk about life changes. Seriously, I was talking to a friend of mine this weekend, and we were talking about relationships and the fact that I'm not in one. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to blame it on this, but I said, I didn't, you know, growing up, I didn't have any relationships that I saw, rather, from, you know, adults that I thought, that's a relationship I want to have when I grow up. I mean, I just did not see one of those. I mean, I remember actually making comments to my mom, like, why are those people yelling at each other? She's like, oh, they're Italian. That's, you know, I'm like, but why are they yelling? She's like, oh, you know, they love each other. I'm like, what? I don't get it. And then, you know, growing up and even as a young adult, there was just nobody on TV. I mean, there's nobody that I thought, now that's a relationship. I want to grow up and have a relationship. And that's what I want it to look like. And so it's interesting that as I was thinking about education today for some reason, and I was connecting it with our show, with our guest Heidi Hong and what she's doing with the Xanadu Life, I was thinking, now there's something that I could learn. Like I could go to this island adventure thing. And I could learn also, and I could play, because growing up, we also, as kids, didn't have, or at least I didn't have anybody that I looked up and said, oh, I want to be an adult like him or like her, because all the adults were either really serious or they worked and they no longer played. And if they played, they played cards or, you know, they had to get drunk in order to be funny, you know, or something like that.
Even in school, it was separate, right? You have recess and then you go back.
Exactly.
You weren't allowed to do both at the same time.
Exactly. So, okay, yeah. So, oh, yeah, we really want to be adults, right? And so I love this idea of adults getting to play. Of course, we love this idea. We talk about this all the time, the playground, right?
Right, absolutely.
But adults getting to play and learn at the same time and community building and growing. And it's like, okay, we need to talk about the Xanadu Life. And come to think of it now that I'm saying this, we need to talk about relationships. We need to get somebody in here to talk about real relationships. Well, actually, we have a really cool relationship that's going to be coming in a little later. They're brother and sister, and that's a cool relationship to have. And those are going to be our musical guests. And I think they are on TV, and they're a fine example of how brother and sisters can relate, because we don't get really good examples of that. I'm not going to name the show, but brother and sister kept fighting with each other on the show. You know what I'm talking about with children. And that show,
that
you know.
Show.
but you know, all of these. Okay, have I ranted enough? Okay, so now time to play and to have great relationships and to be adults, like in the new way of being adults. And I say we start right now. Well, how about right after this on the Life Changes Show?
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm sitting here with Mark Legere, and our guest Heidi Hung is shaking her head. I can't wait to hear what she has to say about all this. But Mark, you were kind of shaking your head too.
Well, you know, we've talked about this so many times. Like you said, the playground, the sandbox, this whole thing, this disconnect between being a child and then being forced to be an adult. And yet we're all walking around. We're still kids. We're all still kids. And we were kind of guided away from this inner child that we are.
Here, here.
And the ability to kind of move back into this. Well, I'm so excited to have Heidi on. And we want to thank Cade Currier for bringing her on today.
Yeah, you know,
this, This Xanadu life, the events, this whole idea of bringing that playfulness out and being able to kind of bridge that gap of living and wholeness and learning, as you said, and playing. It's novel.
Exactly. You know what? There used to be, like in some cultures, I don't know what there used to be, but in some cultures there was a transition from childhood to adulthood, and they had that, you know, they had, what are those things they did? Like you have a, you know, this like ceremony or something. They take the man, the boy, and make him a man. Oh, what's it called?
A
ceremony or something, or adulthood, or like a rite of passage.
Coming of age, rite of passage.
Oh, hiding you all along.
Sure.
You
could just, okay.
Yeah, Heidi, you have permission. Help us here. Coming of age, rite of passage. Exactly. So the child knew, okay, I'm an adult for whatever that's worth. But now we don't have that. And so it's like, okay, so are we an adult now? And the what makes an adult now is you can drink. Right? Or you could drive. It's like, really? That makes you an adult? I mean, that's kind of scary if you think about it.
Well, like, you know, so this is the fact that we always joke around about adults, you know, not getting it right. And,
yeah.
And let's look to the kids for the knowledge and for the, you know, the innocence that comes through. I mean, you know, yeah. We say it all day long when we're kind of giving examples of kind of how to live, you know, and you know, so guiding us back to this childlike space, I think, is the way to go.
Well, let's talk to the co-creator of this childlike space. At least that's how I see it. Actually, how I saw it when I first heard it, I saw like Xanadu. Like I thought everybody was on roller skates and blinky lights everywhere. But it's not that, people. Stick around to listen. Here's Heidi Hung. She is the co-creator of the Xanadu life. Welcome, Heidi.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I don't know. Are you laughing at us or with us or what?
Well, the roller skates and the sparkles, I mean, we haven't yet done something like that, but it's definitely in the works.
Yeah,
it's kind of
the
overlying theme that we're going to
Animal
keep
suits,
consistent.
Roller skates. And
yeah, everything's silly.
Now, you were nodding your head during the monologue, and you were like, yeah, and then you gave me a thumbs up. What were you connecting with?
Well, we were talking about Burning Man and, you know, when we first met each other in 2012.
Oh, so, you and Mark, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mark and I. So in 2012, Burning Man.
That had to be a big spark for a lot of where you're at now.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, my boyfriend at that time, Ryan, who's now the co-founder of the Xanadu Life, you know, he told me about Burning Man, and I immediately wanted to go. I'm like, that's definitely my type of festival. He's like, you know, I don't think you're ready. It's not for everybody.
Ooh.
And because he said that, I'm like, I'm totally ready.
You're
taking
me.
He's like, you know, I have one extra ticket, but, you know, we'll see. It's a little out there.
Oh, wow.
And immediately I'm like, you know, I love new experiences. I love doing things outside the box. And the things that happen at Burning Man are unlike anything else. So immediately I was up for the adventure. And that was kind of my rite of passage in his eyes, that I went to Burning Man and I loved it. And he's like, all right, I love this girl. Let's create something together from that place. That was actually the first time I told him I loved him as well.
Aww.
So it was kind of cute. It's kind of significant.
A double rite of passage. That's awesome. So that was like an inspiration to say, wait a minute, we can do this. It doesn't have to be in the desert and hot and, you know, dusty.
Yeah.
It could be on an island.
Yeah, it could be tropical because, you know, that's more of our vibe. I mean, we love the desert at Burning Man because it has its own unique elements. Mm-hmm. But there's something about the ocean and about getting on a boat and leaving the concrete jungle that has a lot of significance to that, like leaving your old life and starting fresh and going and embarking on this new journey is part of the experience that makes the Xanadu life retreat so unique.
Well, you, when you went to Burning Man, when you went to Burning Man, I don't know what happened to me just there.
you were on the island, actually.
Yeah, I watched you. I don't know where I was. I think I went on vacation
for a little bit.
No, I think I just like a woof of smoke came my way from Burning Man. but and no implication as to what happens at Burning Man. Were you a graphic artist then?
I was.
You were? Okay. And then did you do yoga after that, or you were doing it already, or what?
I was doing it already.
Okay. And as a teacher?
As a teacher.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And as a freelance graphic designer.
Okay. Because there are some life changes there on your way to the Xanadu life.
Absolutely.
And it was just like, okay, first I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this, or... Or no, not really, not like that. It's just like all these things just like, oh, now it's this.
Well, I went to school for graphic design and advertising. And then during school...
Wait, was that the right thing to do or what you wanted or what your parents wanted? I'm just curious.
You know, my mom was really open about my decision of what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And that's not traditional in the Asian culture.
Right, that's why I'm asking.
And so... She was born and raised in Taiwan, and she understood how challenging it was to have your parents plan out your entire life.
Right.
And that is why she moved us here to the United States, because she wanted to give us the option to choose our life's path.
Wow.
And give us the freedom and the creativity that we're so blessed with.
Kudos to
have
mom.
Here. And so she's like, you know, I don't care if it's not in academics. That would be my first choice. However, if you want to do something more creative, be my guest. And so I really loved art, but I wanted to go to a more practical approach. So graphic design was the immersion of, you know, a business and creativity together. And it was something that I could offer anyone and everyone. And the plan was to be a freelancer and just travel the world. And that was my other passion, is to travel, have these clients, and then teach yoga. So during college, I went to yoga teacher training, got my 200 hour, graduated with my BFA in graphic design and advertising, and then went back to school to LMU, Loyola Marymount, to get my 500 hour in yoga therapy. That was a wonderful experience. Yoga therapy is kind of the next evolution of where yoga is going.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
That's new
for me. It's a really great program. It actually is a 1,000-hour program, and you get certified to become a yoga therapist. And so you specialize in one-on-one sessions. It's a very scientific approach to yoga versus more of the metaphysical approach. And so you have specific goals that you work with your client. If it's just to simply de-stress, or if it's a specific thing like you have lower back pain, we work with the body and evaluate what's happening physically, emotionally, mentally, and then, you know, prescribe yoga therapy as a remedy, and then also life suggestions as well. So it's just this holistic approach to treating someone. So let's say someone were to get into a car accident and they go see a physical therapist. Well, now an option is that you'd go see a yoga therapist. And then we would work directly with a doctor who would recommend this yoga therapist as a way of wellness and healing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All while you're spending 90% of your time doing the Xanadu life.
So this is post-Xanadu. So this was, all right, I love yoga. I want to do this. What's the next evolution? Yoga. And it was this yoga therapy. This intrigued me to evolve it into a larger career path, and understanding that the yoga market is really saturated. And it's a wonderful thing that everyone's getting into yoga because it's benefiting the world. But for me personally, I wanted to be at the forefront, like the next step. Like, I like to be ahead of the game.
I can see that. Well, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about Xanadu Life, because that sounds like that's ahead of the game. And it is a game and a lot of fun. So look forward to talking about that. I want to give out Heidi's website. Should we give out your personal one, Heidi Hong, or should we give out the Xanadu Life?
The Xanadu one's great.
Okay, so the XanaduLife.com. And for those of you who don't know how to spell it, Xanadu is X-A-N-A-D-U. So the XanaduLife.com. We'll be back with Heidi Hong. And after that, we have the Zibs in the studio. So it's going to be a really fun show. It's going to get even more fun in just a little bit when we come back on the Life Changes Show.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. Our guest is Heidi Hong. And a little later, we are going to have the Zibs here live in the studio. And Heidi is the creator of the Xanadu Life. And Mark knew Heidi. And thankfully, also did Cade Currier, who co-produced this segment. So thank you, Cade, for bringing her in. And Heidi, the Xanadu Life, one thing I like about it is that people get to do fun and crazy things that they normally wouldn't do outside their comfort level. It's not I know they get to do yoga and things like that, but they get to like fly on trapeze and things like that. So with the kind of level of education you have, there's safety involved as well. And there's health, you've got all these things into consideration. It's not just, okay, everybody just try it. You might hurt yourself, but hey, you learned something. No. Tell me about that. What are all the things you've thought, the thought process here?
I mean, one of the craziest things that we did was at our beach cleanup, and we did a rock, paper, scissors tournament.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
That's pretty dangerous. We got to get extra insurance for that.
You can't play with scissors at the beach.
Sharp things at the beach with 100 people at the beach. It got really crazy. So essentially everyone partnered up and they played rock, paper, scissors. And then the loser gets behind the winner and gives them a shoulder massage. And then they find another winner and they play until there's two people against each other, and then they play, and then there's a winner, and it just like it gets crazy.
Heck breaks loose.
But that's just an example of just being a kid again. Yeah. I mean, when is the last time you had a rock, paper, scissors tournament?
Right. Yeah. Right.
I mean, but beyond that, yeah, we do acro yoga, which is really fun. It involves a partner, and you're communicating with each other about what you need, and it's a really playful thing. It's a very playful experience. But it's a lot about trust and about communicating with your partner. And it's also a lot of fun. It's a good opportunity to be a kid.
And what else? There's music, right?
Yeah. So, for example, one of our events that we just did this year is called Camp Xanadu. So it's adventure camp for adults. So it's really connecting to being a kid again. So once you arrive, everyone gets a camp name or a spirit animal, whatever you want to summon up. And you get a thumbprint. You take your thumbprint and you put it on this big poster board and you make your spirit animal out of it. So at the end, we have 100 people's spirit animal with their thumbprints.
So you kind of leave your day-to-day self behind, yeah, and step into this spirit,
exactly,
identity.
That's exactly. Cool. And then throughout the weekend, we have activities like archery and deep diving. We also do night dives, which is a really great experience for people. You get to face your fears and go out into deep blue sea in the middle of the night.
Wow.
And dive in and just, you see the ocean come to life, which is beautiful. And the overlying element in all our events is the ocean, because there's this unlimited adventure that's completely free and it's right there. And the ocean is the sense of life and nourishment. And it's also this place of beauty. So it's about protecting the ocean and appreciating it and going out and seeing new things.
It sounds like there's a lot of ecological things as well in this. I mean, you're combining a lot of things.
We are. I mean, our mission is to revolutionize the world by inspiring wellness, education, and green living.
Uh-huh.
So it's called the Xanadu Life for a reason. We are a lifestyle brand, so encompassing all elements of the human body. That's taken from the yoga philosophy that to be a happy, healthy human being, we need to nourish our mind, body, and soul.
And you talked a lot about partners. Is it also for individuals? It does either way. So it's kind of,
yes,
whoever wants to be.
So we have a good amount of people that come by themselves because, right, they are seeking a community that is healthy, that goes on these outdoor adventures. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're tired of the LA scene where bars aren't really their thing anymore and getting drunk with their friends. Kind of the default world is just too mundane, and they're seeking a higher level conscious community. And then so they go out by themselves to join one of our adventures, and they come out with family, they come out with friends, and every once in a while they come out with a girlfriend or boyfriend, and that's wonderful. The other day we just went to a wedding, and it was a Xanadu wedding, so they met at our event.
Cool.
And all the best men, the best women, and the whole bridal party was essentially from all our events. So it was really great to see that the community is extending further than just the event itself, and that we're creating these love connections and really changing people's lives.
That's great. Cool. I could just see going back to the office and having friends say, hey, yeah, we went to this new club, and what did you do? Man, I won rock, paper, scissors.
I was just going to say that.
Life. I'm the champion.
I was wondering if the bride and groom did a rock, paper, scissors.
Well, I've been to events where you have people that are able to lead that kind of thing. And at first, obviously, those of us who went want to experience something. And at first, it's kind of hard to break the ice. But once you've broken through and you're like, oh, what the heck, or whatever you have to do to get there, then you really go places within that you haven't been since you were a child, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So have you seen some breakthroughs or breakdowns or breakups or break-ins, or I don't know how to describe it. I mean, it could be any of that and more.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually this Friday, we're doing our last backpacking trip of 2015. And it's a 5-6-ish mile hike on the island. It's up and over to the other side of the island. It's a very, very challenging hike. And the last time we did a similar hike, but to a different spot. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably a 10. The incline, I would say, is about 45 degrees. And some people cried. And they're adults. And they broke down and cried because it was so hard.
Intense. Huh?
And they just sat down like, I can't do this anymore. I give up. But they're on an island and there's this beauty around them. And people are like, come on, I'll pick up your backpack. You know, I'll give you a piggyback ride. You can do this. And the sense of accomplishment is just so miraculous, you know. And a lot of the times our physical limitations are just a manifestation of what's happening in our minds. And so just peeling away all these different layers of this like physical barrier and saying you can't, and then accomplishing it, and you're on this to the other side of the island, and here's this beautiful remote cove that's just for you, and here's an entire weekend for you to go out and play and explore and just be silly.
Like you can't lose.
You can't lose.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Awesome.
It's all good stuff.
And I like that. You talk about people helping each other in the process, where I don't remember that as a kid. You know, if I couldn't climb something, I'd loser. No resentment. I'm just saying that happens, but not at the Xanadu life, evidently. I actually,
well, you know, it goes back to what you were saying in the monologue that, you know, you weren't seeing the way, you weren't seeing good examples of people relating, right?
Yeah.
And you know, we talk about this. This is, you know, the essence of life changes, but that there isn't a lot of that example, certainly not in pop culture. It's not, you know, in children's programming. And, you know, as, you know, I reference my son because I see a lot of the shows that he watches. And these examples, the example that you just gave, and that's what's so inspiring about what you're doing, is because it's not out there in a big way. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, examples kind of hidden within, but it's not out there in a big way to give an example of how to relate, how to support each other, how to encourage each other. I think we need more of that, more of the Xanadu life.
Right. And the community and the sharing is a big part of what we do. So we evolve the conversation. So we go around and we all have these amazing talents and extraordinary passions that we're born with. And the community is about sharing those and teaching and learning from each other. So Ryan and I don't by ourselves curate the entire experience, let's say, for a 3-day retreat. We allow other people to come in and share what they're really passionate about or what they need.
Nice.
And that way the weekend is rich. And when you are part of something bigger, you know, you have this sense of ownership versus, oh, I just hung out and I was an observer. But no, everyone's utilized to the best of their abilities.
Right. Really, and then we add the roller skates and the sparkles.
Yeah.
Coming soon
to an island near you. You know, actually, I watched the video, the Xanadu Live 2015, and I liked it so much I posted it up on our website along with the information about you and you being on our show. And, you know, I watched it a couple times, actually. It just looks like so much fun. Like, I had fun watching it.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean? And it looked like something, or I could do that. It wasn't just like, well, there are a lot of beautiful people in the video, I have to say. But it wasn't like, oh, those are the beautiful people and I feel left out. It felt like I could join that group. Not that I'm not beautiful. I'm just saying that it felt like everybody.
Here comes another whoop of smoke.
I mean, so Xanadu means a place of magnificent beauty. And the concept is that it's not just a physical place, but it's also the mental place. It's a spiritual place. And then when we're really tapped in and tuned in the zone, there's beauty all around us, right? Like, oh my gosh, your curls are just beautiful. I love the way they just hang on your shoulder and create this like nice shadow on your sweater. I mean, that's beautiful. That's Xanadu. I mean, you know, it's just the little things that we appreciate
that
and connect with.
What Heidi actually did there is something really important. I actually talk about this all the time with my clients. So, and I love what you just did. What so many people, like, one of the things that I was taught is like, if you can't find something beautiful about yourself or you can't love yourself, look in the mirror and just say, I love you. And it's like, well, I'm too smart for that. I know I don't love myself. So I'm going to look in my mirror and I'm not going to lie to myself. Like, I don't love you.
Yeah.
So she's like, try and find something that is just unique or beautiful or, you know, whatever the littlest things. And she talked about my curls. Evidently, that's all she could find. but the fact is, I'm just playing with you. But the fact is, it's right. You start there.
Right.
Right. So how do you do that within the Xanadu life?
Well, it's just this overlying sense of beauty. And so that as a theme, we allow people to, let's say, pair up with a stranger that they don't know. Mm-hmm. And then we do this exercise where they look at into each other's eyes and they look at the similarities that they have between each other, right? Mm. And then they scan the differences between each other, their facial features. And then they imagine themselves looking in the mirror and they are that person. Mm. And then how does that feel, right? And then how does that feel 10 years later when you're looking at yourself, which is the person that you're looking at? And how does that feel? And doing an exercise like that, it really allows you to see the beauty in someone. So maybe initially you look at someone and you're like, whatever, they're just an average person. But when you really, really look at someone, there's just so much beauty.
And the person being looked at gets to see it through their eyes too.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So just allowing people the opportunity in the moment to just get grounded and to get present and to really get out of their mind when they're whisked away on this retreat. Sometimes it's
well, and that's
it's
that important, that getting out of the mind, right? Because when you say looking at someone, a lot of people don't even understand that that looking is actually that exchange. You're connecting, right? So you're seeing so much more. You're seeing energetically into into their soul, into their essence, right? Rather than just their physical form.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when she was talking about it, by the way, she was looking at Mark and the two of you were like doing it, like while you were describing it, right?
Right,
I mean, I could tell you like you both went in and that's cool. I love this idea. And when's your next one? I mean, like where do we, obviously we can go to the XanaduLife.com.
Right.
You do it at Catalina and where else? Other islands too, or you're working on that?
We have other islands in the works. So we have Chano Islands, which is up north.
Nice.
We have Angel Islands. Just got back from scouting Hawaii. So there's a few different additional Xanadu trips in the works right now. So far it's Catalina just because it's only 22 miles from LA. So that works.
Yeah, it's in our backyard.
Really close playground right there.
You know, it's interesting. Also, we were talking at the beginning about Burning Man and the difference there being obviously the desert. It's an overcoming adversity, you know, radical self-reliance type of an event. Whereas you have this whole theme around water, which is fluidity, flexibility, flowing, right? So it's almost a whole next level experience going, you know, they're totally two totally different experiences. It's very, very cool.
Well, as we're coming close to the end of our time together, is there anything we missed? I mean, I already want to go. I mean, I don't know. What else do we need to say?
Come on one of our adventures. It's definitely an epic experience. We have our monthly coastal cleanups that we do alternating between LA and Orange County. And we clean up the beaches. We have meaningful conversations about how we can kick ass and revolutionize the world's way of living. And it's just a great community. At the end of it, no one leaves. I mean, our beach cleanups are 10 to 3 and people stay until sunset and then they want to come to our house and hang out. I mean, no one wants to ever go home. So come. Everyone's welcome. Go to the website. We'd love to have you.
I started to write this down, but my pen wasn't working. It was kick ass and revolutionize. What did you say? I loved it.
Revolutionize the world way of living.
Heidi, you're a lot of fun. I could see having a lot of fun with you. And I'm glad you're doing these because the energy you're putting into it comes out just in how you're saying it.
Thanks. So, thanks so much for having me.
I could just imagine, and you're like cheering people on. I'm picturing this whole thing. Or maybe I saw the video. Go to lifechangesshow.com and see the video. Or you can go directly to the Xanadu Life. Xanadu is XANADU, the XanaduLife.com. And thank you, Heidi Hong. This has been really fun. When we come back, we're going to have the Zibs live in the studio with us just right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
Okay, pandemonium just ensued in the studio. A wonderful experience as the Zibs just entered, and the first thing they're like, "Yeah, Heidi, we want to come to the Xanadu Life. We want to play." Well, they are as I started to say earlier, a brother and sister team. They are from the Swiss side of the Alps, so they're from Switzerland. For those of you who don't know, anyway, they're not Sweden.
They're on a roll tonight.
Sweden, yeah. The Alps are not even Sweden. Anyway, no, yeah. They're a singing sensation and they're stars of their own Swiss music TV show called Zibs. And they're here. They're Coco and Ste. Welcome, the Zibs.
Hi. Thank you.
Nice to have it.
Yeah. Well,
nice. Do you want us to sing a song? Or
should we? It's so funny. They came in like, oh, no, no, no. And as soon as we're on, you don't do that on camera, do you? You guys are.
No, because we wake up with the camera in our face.
Oh,
you know,
that's, it's for real?
Yeah, it's real. It's totally real. That was the most important thing when we actually signed the contract. They said, one thing you have to promise is there's no script. You just have to do what you do. And that's why they picked us, because. You know, they like that we're not perfect, and my brother annoys me sometimes.
We're
and
enough then, drama without.
I was going to say, that's not like reality program.
Yeah. Wow. So there's no, I mean, they don't say like, you should do this, let's do this part again. None of that.
No.
None of that.
No,
wow.
No.
Well, we did if we don't like something. Yeah. But
yeah, he's like,
he says that, but
he's
ended up like in his.
Sending everything
in
to
his,
the
like,
station.
Boxers on TV, and then he didn't realize until it was on TV. He's like, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Well, now everybody knows you wear boxers. Anyway, did the music came first, right?
Yeah,
totally.
And how young were you when you all did music?
I started playing drums with 3 years when I was three.
It actually started with like pans.
Yeah, pots and pans.
Why did you wait so long?
Well, actually, I started in mommy's tummy because
she's
a drummer. And when she was pregnant, I was, she was still playing when I was. I thought she was pregnant with me.
So. We have pictures of her 8 months pregnant and still playing with dad's band, you know.
Wow.
So I might have picked it up there.
Yeah. and okay, so I'm not even going to ask which one of you is older, but I can tell who the boss is.
It's always the woman. We all know that.
Girl.
Okay. So, and when did you start to sing, or when did you two got together?
But. Well, I actually was a dancer. I always wanted to be a dancer or a contortionist in the circus. So, and then I was in a kids circus at like 12, and I started dancing every day too. And I never really wanted to sing. And I guess I just ended up singing in the shows that I was doing, in the kids' shows. And I realized, well, you know, there's like 20 dancers, but there's only one singer. You get more focus, and then you can actually, you know, have a say in the show and have a say in the lyrics, you know, and you're, yeah. So I don't know. It just happened, I guess. I never questioned it. There was never a plan B.
Wow. Yeah. And the two of you working together?
And we started this whole thing when she was in London, and over the phone we kind of started writing the first songs.
There was no cell phones back then.
Yeah, there was
That's
no internet.
How old we are.
Well, you're almost no internet.
You're not that old. Anyway,
well,
but okay.
We
you couldn't afford a cell phone. Let's just put it that way. They were there.
We didn't have cell phones.
Okay, you didn't have one.
But he called my house phone, and we were both on a keyboard just like trying to play the same song and sing at the same time with the delay.
Oh,
it was funny.
That was
That's where the contorting came.
Exactly. Okay.
And then you've been doing that ever since, huh?
Yeah, I was doing a rock tour with We Will Rock You, with the Queen musical with Brian May, and we stopped in Switzerland for a few months, and then we kind of started the band then on my time off.
I saw We Will Rock You. You were in it?
Yeah,
but in the European, you probably saw the American.
I saw it in America. Yeah, okay.
So I was doing the European tour.
Oh, cool.
And then when I was in Switzerland on my time off, we started, you know, we gave the band a name and we said, let's do one show at the end of the We Will Rock You tour. We actually did the first Sibs show there on that, like backstage at the party.
We were called Ziblings back in the day.
That's where that comes from.
And we shortened it.
We came to America. They were like, okay, the name needs to go.
Or it needs to change.
Well, it needs to change. I mean, it changed. Name changes. Right. Okay, so you both sing, but you don't consider yourself a singer per se.
I'm really a drummer. And I started playing the keys then when I studied music, and started playing the guitar, but I play it more like a drum set, right? So
that's how you play the guitar.
I'm a guitarist, but I just brought the guitar I'm not too loud for Coco's voice.
Well, actually, you're going to do some beatboxing for us, right?
Yeah.
On
one song.
On one of the songs?
Maybe if I feel like it.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. and you know what? I think it's kind of interesting. Your TV show, which is a hit, and I keep hearing about it, and good for you too. Your TV show is about performing in America, right?
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah.
I mean, this is America.
Exactly.
In here, the studio is America.
Exactly. And this is our first American radio interview. Actually.
It is?
Yeah.
All right. Woo! Yes. All right. Well.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we should have had the cameras here.
Periscoping right there.
Hey.
Join us on Periscope.
Indeed. How do they join you on Periscope?
We're called the Zibs.
Yeah.
And my brother usually periscopes in the wrong moments.
So Zibs is spelled Z-I-B-B-Z. You got to say that because people don't get that.
Well, their website is thezibs.com. So thezibbz.com. And then they're on Facebook, Zibs, Zibs Music on YouTube. I mean, Instagram is the Zibs.
Yeah.
Twitter is the Zibs, although they don't do Twitter in Switzerland, right?
Yeah, but we're here, so.
Oh, okay. So, right. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, but you have a lot of people. It's, 4:30 in the morning, and people in Europe are listening to you guys.
Yeah,
right now.
Some people were writing on Instagram, actually. Some
of
our
wake
fans.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Staying awake for you all. Well, let's give them a song. What should we hear?
It's a new one. This one is not out yet.
Wow.
But we finished writing it, so we thought we'd show you guys.
Well, this is awesome. Does it have a title yet? Is it so new?
Children of the Digital.
Children of the Digital?
Yeah. And we just shot the video, so it's going to probably be the next song that's coming out.
Wow. Awesome. That's awesome. Well, here on the Life Changes Show are the Zibs singing Children of the Digital live.
Flowers at my door. I'll be pretty in the morning, pretty in the morning. In an ordinary world, my skin would never scar. And the road take is high and low and all the way home. They say we're no longer children of the sun. We've become invisible. We're children of the digital.
We are what we are.
Yeah, we are.
We are what we are.
Wow. Everybody was rocking in the studio. And at the end, Stay looked at me like, and that's what we do. Just like that. That was the Zips singing their brand new song, Children of the Digital. I am so honored that you chose our show to debut that song.
Well, we love your show and we love what it's about. And we love all the messages you spread everywhere.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
There was so many people to follow these days. I could see following people like the two of you because you're real. I mean, you're just like, you're real people. You're beautiful. I mean,
thank you. And so are you with your curls. Well,
callback.
Okay. Very, very funny stuff. Do you two, I know we don't have the show, unfortunately, yet in America, but on the Zibs, or is Zibs? It's just Zibs.
Yeah, Zib.
The show on, is it Joy's?
Mm-hmm.
Joy's? Just okay. Do you ever argue?
I mean, we argue for sure. All right. So we started the band together, like, I don't know how many years ago, and we traveled together. We lived together. We worked together every day, you know? So of course we have moments where we're like, we don't agree with stuff, but I think we've learned to kind of not fight about stupid shit, because, you know, what's the point? You just put a stone in your own way. It's like, we both have that goal, you know, of playing stadiums. So if we fight, there's not going to be a possibility to play the stadium. So we just kind of get over it. And we know each other really well, obviously. So yeah, it's just, I feel like we also grew up in a very peaceful household. Like, our parents are, you know, very good people and great, you know, great examples and great friends. So
they taught us to talk about things before you get into a big argument.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, let it out before, you know, sage advice. Before it creates a problem.
I think that's awesome. Now, see, I could watch that. And that's on TV in Switzerland. So I say, let's get the Zibs on TV in America. That's what I say. can we hear another song? Actually,
sure.
I think you're playing a full concert, right? We got an hour and a half together? No, but you said you wanted to do three songs. I mean, I think that's awesome. We've never done that. That's a first for us. So what's the second one?
The second one, well, are you guys more in like a chilly vibe right now or another like?
I don't know about after the first one.
Yeah, I mean, that first one. I have to say this. You write the lyrics, right, Coco?
Mm-hmm. I have help of other people sometimes.
But that, I mean, that's awesome, Children of the Digital. I mean, it's like what Heidi was talking about, like getting in touch back with yourself and your child and having people see you instead of what we were talking about, instead of just on Facebook or just behind a keyboard.
Yeah, because I feel like nowadays anyone can make themselves look a certain way online, and even not just online, even when you meet someone, you never really know their story when you just look at their face. You don't know. So yeah, I think it's important to talk, and it's important to be real with people, and you know, show yourself on bad days too. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Go outside the real world. Go to the woods and do something crazy, and not just hang out.
Do we still have woods in America? I don't know.
Apparently, there's energy like this. Some woods and
Okay, great. Yes.
And streams and waterfalls.
We were searching one.
A big bear, yes.
The
nice.
Other day, yeah. There was snow even.
That's where we filmed.
A big bear?
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
We filmed the music video for this song.
Oh, so and there's snow in the video? The awesome. Okay, can't wait to see it. Actually, we have videos of you all too, actually, on Sunset Boulevard. And then we had your, what was at the time, the new song called World Keeps Turning. And so
that's in Venice.
That's in Venice Video. Beach, right? Mm-hmm, so yeah. Awesome. All right, so okay, so you pick it. You tell us. You know it works. What's next?
Shall we do one with a little whistle?
Okay.
What is it? Give a little whistle.
Whistle.
It's
you guys
undone.
Yeah.
It's called undone.
If you feel like singing that melody with us, you can join us. That would be awesome. It's very easy.
I don't know yet, but it's called Undone. I'm going to know it.
Very white.
Can you do that? Na 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 na.
I'm running back to the beginning, and I'm far gone, gone, far gone, gone. There I lay, try to find a reason to keep on breathing, and I can get it done, done, get it done, done. Lonely and lost in a room full of people. Tick tock in the ceiling, and I can find a way out of this place. Coming undone, is that what you wanted? Is that what you wanted? The grass is greener. Ooh. People live up to the things they say, and they get what they deserve in every way. Lonely and lost in a place I come home to. Tick tock in the walls, ooh. Can find a way out of this place. I'm coming out.
Wow, that was coming undone with the zips. Okay, so now I see why they say about you a mix of Pink and Janis Joplin and, of course, your own special blend of specialness.
Yeah, I love those voices.
Gypsiness.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. So you whistled for us and you beatboxed.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
That was just spontaneously. I didn't practice.
You didn't practice? Really? Well,
you could hear that probably.
You're good at this. You should do this.
live, I do it more often.
It's a lot of fun. You know, I love this. You guys say, or somebody said about your music, the Zibs music strives to break down walls and lift people beyond old notions of genre, gender, and race. Their contribution of style and craft is a perfect shock to an industry in need of a quote, swift kick in the ass, end quote.
Nice, yeah.
and oh, by the way, our program manager at BBS Radio, Doug Newsom, just texted in really great stuff.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Hi.
Thanks.
And he hears a lot of music. And so do we all. I mean, we all know good stuff. And you're good. I mean, you're good.
Thank you.
You know that?
Thank you so much.
No, this is very broken down. Usually when we're playing live, we play as a duo. I play the loudest drums ever, and she sings the loudest ever, and she plays some synths. And we play with a bass player and guitarist sometimes. But I think I started liking this, just very broken down and
it feels good, like unplugged,
dry and
right?
Naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, naked. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good thing we don't have the cameras today because they're naked. I think you've seen them in boxers.
Well, that's why we have periscopes.
Oh, you're on. You can see it on Periscope.
The heart. Going the heart.
So we have a little bit of time left, and if you really want to honor us with another song, yes. what will that be? Well, tell us about it.
It's going to be a little romantic song.
Oh.
For Heidi and her man. She said she loved him.
Oh.
So you have some candles.
This one's called Fairy Tales.
Yeah, everybody light your lighters. It's called Fairy Tales?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But it's kind of a little dark, so it's not like the fairy tales that you're thinking of.
Oh, it's a dark fairy tale.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wrote it for a guy, and it was in a very like dark moment, but I always try to see the positive side of it. So wow. I was like, let's write a song about it. And then, you know.
Positively.
Yeah.
Okay, we can't just leave it at that. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you hear, if you listen to the lyrics.
Okay. Did it work?
It worked to let him go for sure.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. I know people, I think, who need this song. I can't wait to hear it.
Actually, to write songs yourself, it's really freeing. Even writing poems or writing songs, I'm sure you guys do that, right?
People are afraid to do that. They're afraid to, I can't write a song, so-and-so writes songs. I don't do that. I can't write poems. I don't even know. So I love the fact that you're encouraging them to do that.
Yeah. Well, people always say to me, I can't sing. I wish I could sing like you. And it's like, well, have you tried? Have you sang like really loud without being worried about anyone hearing? Maybe try standing in the shower because everyone sounds good in the shower. Trust me. You just sing really loud. So, yeah, I think singing is about freeing yourself. I feel the most free when I'm just singing it out or, it's kind of like just letting go of things. And some people like dancing or singing or it's just a way of letting go of things when you do art. And I think there's any art, is freeing. So it's important to keep art in your life.
And they don't have to, beautifully said, by the way, they don't have to sound like you. They have to sound like them.
Like themselves, exactly.
And the beauty of what the two of you are doing is that you sound like the two of you and nobody else sounds like this. Did I see a video of you guys with a big didgeridoo or some...
Alpine horn.
An alpine horn. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, yes, an alpine horn.
That's the Swiss national instrument.
Yes.
Does it really?
And yeah. It's the one in the Ricola commercial.
Oh,
that's where you guys are from.
Ricola. Was it you playing that? Who played that?
No. Okay. A good friend of ours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So now you know that Switzerland, always when you think of Switzerland, think of Ricola.
And the horn.
So that's the difference between Switzerland and Sweden.
I've
been to Switzerland, I know, and Sweden. I know the difference.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then you're lucky. You're lucky.
Video, we actually just walked through Venice Beach and found this guy playing piano, the one of the homeless guys there. He plays there all the time and he's really good.
Yeah,
he's really good. He plays classical stuff. And we walked there with the horn and we wanted to perform. Or we asked him, hey, dude, can we play a song? And he was like, yeah, sure. Give me $10 if you play worse than me and give me $50 if you play better than me. I'm not better than you. Don't worry. $10.
That's a great story. So this is literally called Fairy Tales that we're going to hear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the Zibs singing Fairy Tales live on the Life Changes Show.
All alone on my way back home, wonder, do you feel lost like I do? If you close your eyes, do you want me there? Will you give us a chance? Oh, let's stare, let's stare. I don't believe in fairy tales. I don't believe in what's not real. But I do believe, oh, oh, in you and me. It's not like I'm lost without you. It's not like I wouldn't live on, no. It's just that I care about you. Tell me it's not wrong, no. If you close your eyes, do you want me there? Give us a chance, yeah. Let's stay, let's stay, yeah. I don't believe in fairy tales. I don't believe in what's not real. But I do believe, oh, in you and me.
That's the string up here.
And that's what happens string live. Tape. We love that. That's how we know it's really live.
Exactly.
That was awesome. Fairy Tales, the Zibs singing Fairy Tales. Yeah, that wire that made that noise at the end stole your thunder.
Yeah.
No, no,
turned it into a nightmare.
It's great.
The fairy tale.
You two are awesome. You not only have a new fan, but I think I want to be a groupie. Where are you performing next?
Next Saturday at the Urban Outfitters in Malibu.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to be performing
for
the Southern California Bulldog Rescue event. And it's a beautiful
cool.
setting outside behind Urban Outfitters in Malibu. And there's going to be, you know, beverages and special. I think they're going to have some kind of giveaways. And it's going to be a great day.
Cool. Yeah, awesome.
And we will all definitely have, like, bring home puppies because those adoption events.
The puppy giveaway.
Yeah, I was wondering, are you guys ever doing a drum circle or something? Because
yeah,
it's
you
very...
guys should come.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is
yeah, drum
meet
circle.
Heidi Hong. You
yeah.
know, she has this thing called the Xanadu Life. And Heidi,
well,
you
then there's
them.
The Xanadu Life in Switzerland is coming up, so, right?
Yes.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. In the Alps.
In the Alps.
Yeah. You need water, now you need snow.
There you go.
There you go.
With an alpine horn.
And it happened here. You two are fantastic.
Thank you so much for
not only being here, but being so real and so fun and so good and beautiful. I like your hair too, by the way.
Thank you.
Both of you. Yeah, you have to go
you
to
didn't
Life
say anything
Changes.
About my curls, by the way.
Nobody said anything about my curls. But no, they've got hair for days. You got to go to lifechangesshow.com.
It's very important.
Right? And look at the picture that we posted for the Zibs and tell me if I'm right or wrong. So thezibs.com, ZIBZZ.com.
ZIBBZ.
What did I say?
BZZ. But that's fun too.
Yeah. thezibz.com, ZIBBZ.com.
Yeah.
Coco and Ste.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor. And Heidi Hong and the XanaduLife.com. And how great has this been? And the all of you came because Cade Currier.
Yeah.
co-produced this segment. He's like, you have to have these people on the show. And Mark, you have some guests in the show that are actually brothers, right?
Yeah, Hammer's back in the house, and Miles.
All right. So we've got two brothers, a brother and a sister, and Mark, you and I are bros. And Heidi and Kate
and Sister Dorothy Donahue.
Sister Dorothy. You know what? How about all of us give a big round of applause of thanks to Brent Hahn, who made us all sound so good.
Thank you, Brent.
Yeah. Here at Studio NoHo in North Hollywood.
Yeah.
A big thank you to Doug Hahn. Doug Newsom at BBS Radio Network, our program manager. A big thank you to Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer. Mark Leger, our co-producer with Cade Currier this time around. I am Filippo Voltaggio, your host, reminding you, as your life changes... Oh, we have Periscope. Excuse me. Let me turn and look at Periscope. As your life changes, as ours just did in the studio, remember... I don't remember what I say, actually. We're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.